This Sunday has gone by a number of names throughout the years: Low Sunday, White Sunday, and with St. Pope John Paul II, it was kind of renamed Divine Mercy Sunday. And we read the story of the Doubting Thomas always on this day, the second Sunday of the second week of Easter. And the passage, though, has a lot more to it than just the encounter with the skeptical apostle, because it's filled with lessons of Christ's mercy for all of us. And while Thomas traditionally gets blamed for his doubts, well, look at the other apostles. They didn't fare much better than that either. They were hiding, the gospel reading tells us, cowering behind a locked door because they were afraid of what the Jewish leaders might do to them. They were paralyzed by their fear and their doubts. But Jesus appears right in their midst despite the door being locked. And why does he come? What did he come for? Most of us would think, after what the apostles had done, that is, they did nothing for Jesus, basically, that he came to rebuke them because of their lack of faith, or to chide them for abandoning him when he needed them the most, or to call them out for being so cowardly. But Jesus doesn't do that. He does the opposite, because he comes on a mission of mercy. He comes to offer them peace and the restoration of their relationship with him. And even more, he commissions them to be apostles of mercy by giving them the authority to forgive sins. As the Father has sent me, so I send you. Receive the Holy Spirit. Whose sins you forgive are forgiven them, and whose sins you retain are retained. And at that moment, Christ gives to all of us the supreme gift of his mercy, the sacrament of reconciliation. Now, we know that all of the sacraments of the church are instituted by Christ. Christ instituted them. And this is the moment, this gospel passage, in which the sacrament of penance is instituted for us. And what a precious and powerful gift this divine mercy is for us, isn't it? This Sunday is a perfect time for us to reflect on how well we make use of the gift of reconciliation that Jesus gives us in our lives. You know, many people oftentimes wonder about their past sinfulness, thinking that maybe I wasn't really forgiven, and they start doubting that Jesus has forgiven them. Well, I think the antidote to that is to really appreciate the healing power of this sacrament, the infusion of grace, the freeing power of knowing that we are forgiven by Jesus himself, the increase in self-knowledge and intimacy that gives us with our Lord when we confess our sins. We could be better stewards of this gift by going to confession more often and by encouraging our loved ones to do the same. That would be a good start, to have a greater appreciation of this sacrament. Today's also a good time to examine how generously we have offered the gift of mercy to others. When Thomas obstinately declared that he would not believe in the risen Christ unless he could see for himself the mark of the nails, our Lord does not become indignant. On the contrary, he offers him mercy. He gives him mercy. Jesus graciously gives Thomas the very thing Thomas is asking for, a real and personal encounter with him, with Jesus. The chance to literally touch the sacred wounds, that's what he does for him. And that heals Thomas of his doubts. And when we are disbelieved or disrespected for our faith as Jesus was, how do we react? With humility and compassion, or in some other way? So on this octave of Easter, the Feast of Divine Mercy, we commit ourselves to become faithful disciples, stewards of Christ's mercy. And as Jesus tells us, blessed are those who have not seen and have believed.